Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Oliver Bixby, and this is the People Talk Podcast for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. How are ya?
Aha, 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 aha.
You know, that's what I say. That's what I say about life right now, you know?
Enjoy this moment. And have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Aha, ha, ha, ha. Okay? That's where we're at, people. What's going on? It is gray. It is a gray day in southeastern Wisconsin and rainy. And it has been for the past few months straight. Okay? Everything's wet. Everything is just cloudy and cold. It's June. Tomorrow is the first day of summer. All right? And it's cloudy and it's cold. And I don't know what to do. I'm wearing jackets. And then I'm running hot. And then going outside. Going back inside. People have got the AC on, and then it's freezing cold, and they put the jacket on, and then they turn the AC off, and then it gets all hot. I don't know what's going on, but you know what?
Enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Aha, ha, ha, ha. Okay, that's the secret. That's the secret, everybody. That's all you got to do. Just aha, ha, 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 ha. See, it's already working. Oh, my goodness. So what's been going on? The Toronto Raptors won themselves a championship. A chip, as some people would like to say. I would never say that. It's not even a ship. It's a championship. It's not a chip. Okay? It's like Dre's talking about he wants his chip with dip. He's just, you know, Drake really thinks he's on that team. Drake, I don't have a problem per se. Because I know the guy just wants attention. And he just wants to feel like he's part of something. And he just, you know, if the Toronto Raptors weren't doing good, he wouldn't have paid any attention. But whatever, you know, he's Drake, so he's going to do whatever he wants and get away with it, because that's what happens, you know? Once you get to a certain level, you get to do whatever you want, and nothing happens. We are just T-minus 9 days. Well, actually, as of today, 8 days, June 28th, away from the album of the year coming out, Freddie Gibbs and Madlib Bandana. I will harp on this until it comes out, and then I'm going to harp on it again for probably one or two more episodes just to make sure everybody checks it out, because I'm basically on the street team for this one, okay? Back in the old days of when bands and artists had, like, fan clubs and you know, fanboys and fangirls, people who were, like, really into the band, so into the band, in fact, that they would send these people, like, stickers and buttons and things to, like, pass out, you know, because they figure, why not, you know, use this person who's obsessed with us to their advantage, right? It's like if way back in the day, if you were obsessed with Elvis and you were in, like, the middle of nowhere that they didn't want to go to, they would just send you, like, a bunch of bumper stickers, right? And be like, hey, you pass them out, you know? That's basically what I'm doing in the modern day here for Freddie Gibbs. I'm just speaking to everyone I know about him. Like a, what do you call those people? Like a Jehovah's Witness. Like, I'm almost going door to door Have you heard the good news about Freddie Gibbs? He's got a new album coming out with Madlib, you know? So that's coming out in just over a week, a week from tomorrow. Man, that is going to be a good Friday. So far we've had, I think, five tracks. I think five of the tracks off of Bandana. And, of course, me and my buddy got way too into it, and we found out that Apple Music actually has the album on reserve. So if there's an album by someone who's, and they've got like a scheduled release date, you can actually go to like the pre-order page and you can find out some information on it. You can see how many tracks it has. You can see like the length of each track and everything. It's crazy. So I think we found out there was 17 or 18 tracks, 16, 17, 18, somewhere in there. It was just, it was kind of mind-blowing. And then, of course, the few that we've heard already are there. So, like, but they'll show where in the track list it is. So it's like filling in the pieces. It's weird. It's like, you know, we've already heard, like, track 3 and track 8 and stuff like that. It's crazy. You know, they're not doing a very good job of keeping it, you know, it's just kind of funny how you get to see, like, bits and pieces of the album unravel like that. And we've got a number of features coming on the album. He's got Pusha T. He's got my favorite rapper, you know, my first favorite rapper ever, Yasiin Bey, aka Mos Def. He's got Killer Mike, and he's got Anderson .Paak. Now, Anderson .Paak was on the song Giannis that they dropped last week. I'm just totally turning into just like one of those YouTube people who just reviews like boxes of toys. So I kind of like that song. I didn't like it as much as the two or three other ones that we've heard already. I wasn't like as much into it. My buddy liked it. It was good. Like, it was weird. I like Anderson .Paak, but it was almost too, I don't know, it just didn't like have the same kind of a vibe as like a Pinata track. But the Yasiin Bey one is definitely what I'm waiting for, because I mean, my favorite rapper, you know, just going back all time, and he hasn't put out an album since 2009. I mean, he quit music altogether, left the country, just straight up like walked away from it all. He's not in movies anymore. And you can only catch like little live performances that he's done over the past few years on YouTube, which are all good. He's got new songs. They all sound great. Just waiting for a new album from him. And now all of a sudden he's on a feature on my new favorite rapper's new album. That's going to easily be album of the year and the best album that he's put out in 5 years. And the other guy hasn't put on an album in 10 years. I mean, it's just a recipe for success. But I digress. I've been trying not to think about it too much, lest I get too excited. There's a new album that just came out a few days ago. So it's a band called Crumb, and it's just like it sounds, like a crumb of bread or whatever, like a crumbs of food. It's just called, they're called Crumb. They're a band out of New York City. And their stuff is very psychedelic. Now, they've got a song, the strongest song I could possibly recommend, is a song called Lock It that they did. And definitely pick it out on YouTube. because the video is insane. The video is trippy. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's like one of the most, I don't know what to say, just like weird, trippy, psychedelic things you'll ever watch. So watch the video for Lock It by Crumb. And then they've got, their new album is called Jinx. That just came out, it says, last Thursday. So that's been out about a week. It's on SoundCloud for sure. That's where I first discovered them. I just like randomly came across these guys. And I'm sure you can get their stuff on Spotify and Apple Music and blah, 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 blah. But definitely check that out, because everything they do is just super quality. Like every song, like not every song is like a 10, but there are no songs like under like a 7. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like there's always like a really high bar for every single song, for everything that they do. So check that out. Jinx is the album. I still haven't checked out Chernobyl because I don't have an HBO account going right now. But I think I'm going to have to, I think I'm definitely going to have to get back on HBO, because now there's this other show, Euphoria, that everyone's talking about. That's supposedly really good. So I'm going to, yeah, I have to like get back on the HBO, because now I'm talking to people with I was talking to someone who's like obsessed with Game of Thrones. And I was like, all right, now that it's completely over and done with, right, is it worth investing the time into Game of Thrones? Because, you know, I heard a lot of people didn't really like the way that it ended. You know, the ending, all I ever heard this at the end of this last final season, whatever, was just like all the ways it disappointed the fans, right? That's all everyone was talking about. And she's like, oh yeah, definitely, like, it's worth it to check out, just from a standpoint of like how great of a thing it is overall, like the cinematography, the acting, the writing, like every element of it, you know, kind of like a, just like great shows like Breaking Bad or things like that. And then she recommended on YouTube, this is only applicable for people who would be super into Game of Thrones, but, and if you are, you probably already know about this, but there's some YouTube channel called Alt Shift X, where I guess they just make, or they made videos that kind of like recapped every episode and like explained them, which I'm thinking I would probably need if I was going to do something like that. Like, they'd go through and be like, all right, so you just watched an hour of Game of Thrones. Now here's what happened. And they like interpret it for you and like all the different characters. Because that just seems like something I would definitely be into and would probably need, to be honest. Just because there seems like there's a billion different characters, right? And just keeping track of, and it's one of those shows where people are like choosing sides and like stabbing people in the back, right? Because it's like, yeah, people are like flipping sides. So you'd definitely need one of these like explainer things. It's like Cliff's Notes, you know, explain. Okay, so what happened was this person doesn't like this person anymore and stabbed this person in the back. So yeah, gotta get going on HBO to get all those things, get all, you know, too many shows again. What else here? There's a movie coming out in the not too distant future. This is a movie made by these A24, this company A24, which has been making tons of awesome movies. For some reason, everything they do is just like, just a certain, you know, certain kind of like aesthetic of movie. Just kind of like more independent kind of movies. They did The Last Black Man in San Francisco, which I've heard great things about as well. Definitely want to check that out. There's this movie coming out called Midsummer, and it's not spelled like you would think, like Midsummer. It's Mid S-O-M-M-A-R. Because it takes place in Sweden. So it's like a thriller, like a horror thriller type movie. And these people go to some festival in Sweden because they hear it's supposed to be a good time or something like that. And then it just kind of like turns into like a horror movie from there. But it looks really good. Like it looks, dare I say, like almost like an M. Night Shyamalan thing, but in a good way, like the good ones that he did, like his early stuff. But I'm telling you, like everything that this company does is really good. They did that Lady Bird movie. They did another really good scary movie a few years back called The Witch, which I really liked. Some people were like really off that movie. Like it was weird. It was definitely like bizarre, but yeah, these people are not afraid to do like risk, I guess you would say like risky movies, because they're not like necessarily going to be, they're not like huge budget movies necessarily, but I mean, they did Moonlight and that one Best Picture. So they definitely have like a solid foundation now. And then that other one, like I said, Last Black Man in San Francisco. I definitely want to see that. Yeah, I don't know whoever runs this. It must be someone super smart running this company. It's just the kind of movies that give you hope for, you know, something that's not just like a franchise movie or like a superhero movie or what have you, because they actually do like just one and done type movies. And then Netflix too. Netflix has always got kind of gets all this random stuff. So there was, I'm not like the biggest Bob Dylan fan of all time or anything like that, but Martin Scorsese just did like a documentary of his that's up on there now called, I can't remember what it's called, but you know, just search Bob Dylan, whatever. It probably pops up anyway as like the thing to watch because it's brand new. But that was pretty good. I watched that just for kind of like, really just for like the, what would you just say? The Martin Scorsese effect, because he's like a big time director, and it's kind of weird to me if like someone who's always like making all these big time movies puts out something that's just going to be on Netflix. You're like, why is this only going to be on Netflix? You know? So I had to check that out. It was like a documentary back in the 70s. Which is like so Martin Scorsese. So that kind of made sense, because it's just like everything up in his wheelhouse. Bob Dylan, New York City, 1970s. So that was decent. Dude, I feel like I've seriously ran out of things to talk about now. I feel like I've bottomed out. Oh, man. Dude, there's just way too much stuff going on the internet, in real life. You know? It feels like, you know, there's too many hot button issues going down at the moment that just kind of make me want to like step away from social media. You know, you ever get that way? I pretty much already, I'm already there, like on Facebook. Like I never post except to post this this podcast every week. But even Twitter, I'm like scrolling through and I'm trying to find like the silver lining or just kind of like that, why am I here kind of a thing. Why am I here on Twitter? Well, there's nothing on there. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. You know, sometimes it's just best to like read a book. I got to read a book. That's what I got to do. Dude, reading a book is like the most offline thing you can do. It's perfect. It's like you could literally just read a book and it could be the exact same words that are on like copied from a website. Like it could be the same information, but just because like you're not connected and there's nothing attached to it and there's not like an ad off to the side of it and you're just looking at nothing but the words that you're focused on. You're just completely 100% focused on just the words and like just figuring out what that one thing is about instead of having 10 tabs open with a whole feed of thousands of things going on, ads over to the right, ads over to the left, and just like a bunch of buttons and icons and emojis just like jumping out at you, you know? Sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes you just got to step away and regroup. And that's when you get the best stuff, man. That's when you get the best content. Soon, it's probably going to be time to like start writing a bunch of songs and to just get back into like songwriting mode or something. Just write, you know? I'm sick of like reading and digesting and consuming all this stuff. I just want to create more stuff. Got to build. Got to create stuff and build stuff. That's what I'm like more and more just interested in. Dude, just write. Like if you write, just write. Just write stuff. Like all the time. Every day. Every single day. Just get up and write like 500 words. There's people out there doing that. So you got to do it too. Right? It's like going to the gym. You just got to put reps in. If you write music, just get up every day and just write music, right? I'm probably just talking about stuff that I need to be doing, but whatever, right? You know, if you're trying to run, go out there and run every single day. If you're trying to play basketball, you need to go shoot free throws and do layups and practice dribbling all the time, just every day. Like, get off of this social media until you've done all that stuff every single day. All right? Social media should be like a reward after you do all that stuff that you're supposed to do. You know? That's why everyone who like puts in some really good work, like dips out on social media, they just like delete it or like just don't post or go off it for a long time while they're working on their thing, man, so they can just like focus. I don't understand. I just feel like lately I just have not been getting as much done as I would like because I've been dicking around too much on social media. That's my fault, okay? I take responsibility for that. You know? Oh, God. So, no, I don't have any, I don't, am I going to actually get off social media? Absolutely not, because I need to feel like I know what's going on. You know, there's just too much crap going on in the news. I'm just gonna keep redlining like a race car in the red, just trying to pay attention to everything that's going on and also be creative and get stuff done. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I keep like trying to like adjust my schedule. You know, like after work, and then go like work out when I can, and then like go do all the other stuff and podcasts and music related stuff I want to do. I always feel like I just like run out of time. Like all of a sudden it'll just be like 10 o'clock at night, like it is right now. It's literally 10 o'clock at night right now, and I feel like the day just started like a couple hours ago. It's crazy. Dude, I don't know what I'm talking about, all right? I've just been rambling. I've just been going off this entire time just trying to fill up 30 minutes with some rambling just because I feel like I need to. Just because I feel like I need to keep it rolling, you know? Just got to keep... Just got to keep the creative train rolling. You know what I think it all comes down to? I think it comes down to the M&M McFlurry I had last night after I worked out. I felt so good after running, ran like a couple miles. I spent, you know, a good amount of time running, got nice and sweaty. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and treat myself to some ice cream. And I don't know. It's just a bad idea to do ice cream like late at night. It really gives you weird dreams. You know? You know what I'm talking about? Those ice cream dreams. Those crazy McFlurry dreams. I definitely would have preferred some Dairy Queen, but I just was not in the vicinity at the time. Dude, Dairy Queen is doing some innovative stuff. They're on some like I saw a sign that said something about like blizzard flights at Dairy Queen. Like it was like a fancy brewery where they'll give you like four or five different kinds to try in a trip. I'm just going to go on a blizzard flight. I mean, that sounds super icy. You know, it sounds very, sounds like a vacation to the South Pole or something. I don't know. That's all I got. All right. That's all I got. I've wasted enough of your time. All right. So everyone out there, just have a great week this week. Okay. Whatever you do. And get down to whatever it is you do. And don't spend an excessive amount of time on social media, but do spend some time, because sometimes you got to know what's going on in the world. You know, don't cut yourself off, you know, but don't take it super seriously. Okay.
Enjoy this moment, and have fun with it. Aha, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah! Aha, ha, ha, ha. See ya.